So here's another thing that I wanted to touch on too, and that is that, you know, Sandy Monroe was writing about how there was sort of in the 70s, there was sort of a niche for the local folks to kind of build their own homes, to kind of get materials, yeah, to do all kinds of different things. And I know you guys built your own place. And of course, the vault, but how was that adventure for you of building your own place?
Well, first of all, we lived in 13 places the first 3 years we were here. And that's what you did. Remember, I lived in the summers. We lived in our VW van. That's a dog, a baby, and Kathy and I. That's not normal, but it was normal then. George Stranahan, when I started teaching the communities, goes, hey, I got a backyard that goes for acres and acres and acres up the creek. Why don't you just go up there for the summer? So I spent one summer up there. And then the winters, we had to always rent a place. And so we'd rent, you know, a little place here, a little place there. And then in 1975, somebody told me that there's this old A-frame. There's no running water. There's no windows in it. It was just a hut that a doctor used when he came skiing, and he's got to get a divorce. He needs quick money. And I'm hearing this from a real estate agent who was a good friend of ours. And he said, so he hasn't listed yet. If you're ever going to find a place in Aspen, this is your only chance. You're a school teacher. You don't have a chance in hell once this market is going to happen. But this guy needs quick money, and he'll take this piece of land and this little naked A-frame and sell it to you for $45,000. I said, oh, that's awesome, except for one thing. I don't have $45,000. I'm the guy in the VW van who's a community school teacher. I'm a martial artist. We don't make that kind of money, you know? So he said, this was Dave Baxter. I don't know if you ever remember Dave Baxter, real estate guy. Anyway, he said, well, Tom, you're either going to get the money or I'm going to kill you, because that's what I'm telling you as a friend. You've got to do this. Trust me. You don't know what's going to happen to this town in 20 years. So I borrowed here, borrowed there. Came up with this extraordinary amount, right? Aspen, Colorado, $45,000, where the average home now is worth $15 million or some damn thing. And got it. And there we were. Took a pipe, PVC pipe, ran it up the hill to a mine right near, Bell Mountain Lift. The Bell Mountain Lift. You look over to the left of that when you get out. There's an old mine in there, and below, right below that, is this water. That the barn. There's a barn that was below there that a bunch of my buddies lived in, and they had water running from the mine. So I took my PVC pipe and ran it up through the woods, all the way there, and that was it for 2 years. I had this great water, and then some guy from the city came walking down. I don't know, you know, came down and followed this trail all the way to my house, because I didn't bury the line, because I, you know, I didn't own that land. And said, Tom, what the hell are you doing? You got water coming from them. I said, I know, and I've tested it. It's great water. Try it. He said, no, Tom, you got to get on city water. That's the ordinance, you know. I said, oh man, really? And, you know, the same thing with this old septic tank we had. We had to get on the sewage system. So, you know, eventually we did that. So it kept evolving like that, sort of forcibly evolving. In fact, he walked down and he found five lines leading to different places, you know, all these places. You know, Jackson's place just down the street. There was an old moonshiner's cabin next to me. It had a horse corral, and you had to bend over about halfway to get in it. That was our next door neighbor's place. And then Ralph Jackson had his little hut down a few, you know, he had all these little places with a little trout pond around it. And so all these guys had pipes going into the same. So pretty soon we were all, so, you know, and then one thing led to another. So you get, now you got water. Okay. That was good. Then we got a sewage system in. That was good. And then we said, now we got a, you know, and then everything put in windows. Then we expanded. Every time we had a kid, we had another expansion project to build another room. So it just sort of drew like a, it grew like a treehouse, you know, and we had a rope bridge. And well, you were with the house, weren't you?
I've been there. I remember when Tommy and Ari sort of shared the upper loft space.
Yeah, there was some loft space up there. It was basically a jungle gym, and you know, they played hockey, so you had to wear a hard hat. We should have had hard hats when you walk in, because it things were happening. All kids should wear hard hats when they're in the house, because you never knew what was gonna, you know, what game was gonna happen in there, and you know, so it just evolved that way, and what can I say? Every time we found some money, we would, you know, and then I'd find somebody like a John Katzenberger or somebody who was really brilliant, you know, an architect friend or something, to say, okay, how can I actually fix this up, you know? and yeah, so that was it. So it's a home, definitely home built, although there was an A-frame here when we got here.
Right.
It was an A-frame. It wouldn't look anything like it does now, but
yeah.